Even before students return to schools, an Iredell County high school has reported a cluster of COVID-19 cases. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports on what Iredell Statesville Schools is learning about the challenges ahead for all schools.
The school district got word from the Iredell Health Department last week. An employee at North Iredell High School, about 50 miles north of Charlotte, tested positive for COVID-19. Most employees had been sent home for remote instruction along with the students in mid-March, but administrators, custodians, and some counselors and athletic staff remained on campus through last week, says Communication Director Bowen Nutting.
We had, one case that the next day turned into two cases, which, rapidly turned into three cases. And we decided at that point that it was best for us to close that campus.
Shortly after that decision, the health department reported two more cases. Five cases officially made it a school COVID cluster, a definition so new that the state hasn't even started posting tallies, like it does for outbreaks at nursing homes. That means Iredell Statesville Schools is in the vanguard of something that's going to be a statewide issue very soon. The General Assembly has mandated an August 17th return to classrooms, though Governor Roy Cooper could override or restrict that.
We are on a small scale beginning to work through what this may look like for us in the fall.
What Nutting can say for sure is that no students were exposed and no employees have died. She wouldn't disclose individual information if she had it, but Nutting says the health department is doing the contact tracing, and that means there's a lot the district doesn't know.
So what they're doing is they're contact tracing, but they're also maintaining confidentiality. So there's a bit of mystery around it, so it's hard to navigate.
The cluster has reinforced what health officials say. You can enforce social distancing, use face coverings, and remind people to stay home if they're sick, but that may not be enough.
There are folks that are testing and are asymptomatic, and so that's one thing that's really difficult. You come to work, you feel great, you're at work, everything's great, and you have no idea you're sick.
While North Iredell High remains closed to all staff for 14 days, Nutting says the district is working through plans for its 37 schools and 2,700 employees. The state has asked all public schools to plan for three options in August: a full return to class with minor modifications, a more restricted return, and a continuation of remote instruction.
We can learn a lot from stuff like this now, and I'd rather us learn it now than learn it in August,
Still, Nutting can't help thinking how much tougher this will be when schools are full and children are involved.
Can you imagine when the first kindergartner tests positive for COVID? I can't. Yeah.
Nutting says Iredell Statesville is anxiously awaiting further directions along with the rest of the state. Cooper says he'll announce by July 1st which path he'll choose for schools, although districts can still choose a more restricted opening based on local conditions. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.